Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when there is an emerging consensus on one issue. And it is a consensus that draws together Republicans, almost all Republicans, independents, and even some very, very prominent Democrats. The issue is reopening our schools. It is a disaster that schools remain closed. We're going to take a look at what the issues are in Washington State and how you can actually get schools opened in a state that is almost totally dominated by the Democratic Party. We'll be speaking to people from the Washington Policy Center on that issue. There is, however, a very dramatic support for reopening schools. An outspoken support from somebody who ran for president as a Democrat. He was a three-term mayor of New York City and just vastly preferable to what we have now with Mayor de Blasio in New York. I'm talking about Michael Bloomberg. And whatever you want to say about him, I know he's little and I know he didn't get along with President Trump, but no one would say that Michael Bloomberg is an idiot. And yet, he actually says that online learning is a joke. He was outspoken on MSNBC, where he talked about teachers' unions and getting back to school. This is a clip 9 with Bloomberg talking to Stephanie Ruhle of MSNBC.
President Biden wants to open schools, and he's already getting pushback. What's your take on that?
Well, I think that what we're doing to poor kids is a disgrace. These poor kids are not in school. They will never recover from this, and they had a bad education experience anyways. We have not had good schools for poor kids, and this now is just so much worse. The president has to stand up to the unions.
The teachers' unions?
Teachers, yes, the teachers' unions. You know, the teachers say, well, I don't want to go back because it's dangerous. We have a lot of city and state and federal employees who run risks. That's part of the job. You run risks to help America, to help your state, to help your city, to help your family. And there's just no reason not to have the schools open. The virtual classes are a joke.
Okay, this is very strong from somebody who has actually put his money where his mouth is. He has given over $1 billion to various educational institutions, primarily his alma mater, Johns Hopkins University, and their outstanding medical school, which is, of course, a very pertinent charity. But he also is trying to suggest a little bit of steel and a little bit of character for President Biden. This is clip 9B.
The teachers' unions, you see in Chicago and in New York, we've had problems. It's time for Joe Biden to stand up and say, the kids are the most important things, important players here. And the teachers just are going to have to suck it up and stand up and provide an education. Otherwise, these kids have no chance whatsoever, Stephanie. It is a disaster what's happening to them.
Okay, this goes along with another outstanding column by Daniel Henninger. The headline for the column is The Tragedy of the Schools. And he makes a profoundly important point, giving a summary also of the landscape right now and what's going on in our great country. In Chicago, the nation's third largest system, they're on the brink of a strike, despite pleas from the city's very progressive mayor, Lori Lightfoot, for the teachers' union to return. Unions are resisting opening in Los Angeles, Boston, Cleveland, Philadelphia, and Washington. Michael Mulgrew, who is head of the teachers' union in New York City, says the schools may not open, are you ready, until September. What does that do to a child's life? Can you even imagine? As somebody who attended public schools my whole life, from first grade on through high school, if somebody had just carved out a year of that, a year and a half, it's appalling. San Francisco's Board of Education has enough time on its hands to vote 6-1 to cancel the names of 44 Americans from their public schools. On Wednesday, the city sued its own school board for failing to get the schools open. Though teaching modes vary by state, what data exists suggests that in-person teaching at public schools is below 25%, while it's about 60% in private schools, which have largely reopened. Why should there be that difference? It's not that private school teachers get paid more. It's not that they're floating in money. I mean, the whole answer to this is a desire to hold up the federal government for more financial aid and more money, 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 money. Okay, the private schools pay teachers less by and large, but they're back at work. At the start of the pandemic, the closures were understandable, writes Henninger. They no longer are, with even the oh-so-careful Centers for Disease Control and Prevention saying there's scant evidence of significant virus transmission among grade school-age children. Some public districts are performing, as are many dedicated teachers, but parents aren't waiting for the next school board election to file complaints. They're voting with their children's feet. Now, that's kind of a strange metaphor. What he's talking about is they're taking their kids out of public school. Data released this week show enrollment in California's K-12 public schools system has dropped by 155,000 students, a record. Enrollment in New York City is down 43,000. About 25% of schools have lost 10% or more of their enrollment. Now, are these students disappearing? We still have compulsory education here. No, they're going to homeschooling or private schooling or some other kind of alternative. Reality check. Funding levels for public schools in many cities are a function of enrollment levels. By pulling their kids out of these schools, parents are removing the automatic funding floor. Because of out-migration, population was already falling for California, Illinois, New Jersey, and New York. Their tax bases are shrinking. Now, if school enrollments stay down, the number of unionized teachers will contract, bleeding political support from the Democrats' vital urban base. Running alongside this challenge to the Democratic Party's base is the beginning of a social upheaval. Parents are losing faith in the public school system's fundamental purpose, to educate their children and produce competent citizens. Look, if that's you, if you're somebody who's had that experience, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. Most parents, according to all the polling that is done time after time after time, most parents like and appreciate the schools to which they send their kids, the public schools to which they send their kids. But parents don't appreciate this. And I think that a lot of questions that people have about the public school system and who is supposed to benefit from the public school system, it should be the children, it should be the students. But the entire experience that is going on here is undermining support for education, which is profoundly important for the country. I'll tell you something else where there's support that is profoundly important for the country, and it's just not there, is the vaccine program. There is a new poll that shows, particularly among Republicans, who still, let's face it, constitute more than a third of Americans, about 40% of Americans identify as Republican. Among Republicans, a shocking number say they will likely avoid getting a vaccination. Really? Why? We will get to that as well and more on the reopening of schools here on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael MedVed in a moment.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to MichaelMedVed.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedVed.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dose of debate.
A huge fan of your show. I almost never agree with you.
The Michael MedVed Show.
And on the Michael MedVed Show, talking about the ongoing problems with reopening schools. And it is a particular problem for Democrats. Look, I don't believe that teachers' unions are evil. But like all unions, they represent the interests, not necessarily of the customer. In this case, the customer is the student and the parent and the family and the community. They represent the interests of the union members, who actually pay for the union bosses and make the whole thing possible. That's the teachers. And I know that there are some teachers, particularly vulnerable teachers, people who may be over 60 and who are particularly vulnerable and worried about the virus, and particularly with a lack of vaccines. But for goodness sake, the idea of waiting till open schools in September, the column by Daniel Henninger that I'm sharing with you, he says, running alongside the challenge to the Democratic's base is the beginnings of a social upheaval. Parents are simply losing faith in the public school system's fundamental purpose, to educate their children and produce competent citizens. I do think that is a widespread phenomenon. Let us go to Braden in Seattle. Braden, you're on the Michael Medved show. Oh. Well, sorry, Braden. Braden dropped off. I think his point was going to be that virtual classes are the future of learning. And I don't think that's the case, because one of the things that you learn as a teacher, and yes, I have worked as a teacher, in the junior high school level, which is a challenge because you're basically competing with puberty, and that's a very, very difficult competition to win. And part of what kids learn, it's not all from the teacher. It's from the other students. It's socialization. It's learning how to fit into society at large. And when you see children growing, I mean, even, well, I think about our four-year-old granddaughter, for whom preschool has been wonderful, just in terms of allowing interactions with other kids and basically the whole experience of having an organization to your day. And all of that, it seems to me, is something that that is irreplaceable and not possible to do virtually. Our daughter has had to do, who teaches high school, has had to do her share of virtual teaching, and I know she does well. I'm very proud of her. However, you cannot compare the ability to interact in a classroom. And one of the problems, of course, is that more and more kids, particularly kids from homes where the parents are not at home, you leave a kid at home and you expect the kid to tune in and to be conducting the class over the computer. There's a chance. And that there may be a few kids out there where they're actually doing something else, right? I'll tell you, when it comes to doing something else, there's a poll about the vaccine that, I should say vaccines plural. It looks like we're going to be getting AstraZeneca vaccines soon. And it turns out that those Russian vaccines that everybody kind of made fun of, the Sputnik V, at least according to some numbers that some people take seriously, vaccine's actually helpful. It's not a disaster. Everything else in Russia is a disaster at the moment, particularly the imprisonment of Alexei Navalny and the basically shutting down of the country. It's the whole thing is heartbreaking to see. But at least the vaccine may have worked out. In any event, on this poll from Monmouth University, according to the poll, 50% of Americans plan on getting the vaccine as soon as they can. Why only 50%? Wouldn't you wonder about that? Here's the question, the actual question that people were asked. And it was question number 31 in a long poll, but it's the most revealing question. It says, thinking about the COVID vaccine, Do you plan to get the vaccine as soon as you are allowed? Will you let other people get it first to see how it goes? Or is it likely you will never get the vaccine if you can avoid it? Now, I understand the way they've worded this, there are probably some people who hear that phrase, never get the vaccine if you can avoid it. Well, of course, everybody wants to avoid a vaccine. It's not a particularly pleasant experience. But they shouldn't have put in that phrase, if you can avoid it. Or is it likely you will never get the vaccine? That's the real question. But they're putting in the you can avoid it. It turns out 24% of Americans in general say, only 50% say they're eager to get the vaccine as soon as they're allowed. What's fascinating here is the partisan breakdown. Now, why should be getting a vaccine that can save your life and health, why should that be a partisan issue? I mean, I know we're a divided country. Among Democrats, 64% say, yep, we're going to get that vaccine as soon as we can. 35%, about half as many Republicans, say we're going to get a vaccine as soon as we can. Here's the shocker. 42% of self-identified Republicans say, nope, it's likely we will never get the vaccine. If that's you, what are you thinking? It doesn't cost you anything. What is it you're afraid of exactly? 10% of Democrats say they'll likely never get the vaccine. 42% of Republicans. This is not a good look for the Republican Party. What's a good look for the Republican Party is the fact that 70% of the GOP members of Congress stood with Liz Cheney last night. That's encouraging. And on that, the issue of the president's impeachment, we brought you the news at the beginning of the show that the president had been challenged to come down to Congress and testify in his own impeachment trial. The spokesman for President Trump, former President Trump, says the president will not testify in an unconstitutional proceeding. That is what Jason Miller said. The House impeachment managers had asked for testimony from the former president, but they do not have subpoena power. When we come back, we will talk about the power the state has and why it's not being used to bring teachers and students back to school here in the state of Washington with the Washington Policy Center coming up.
This is going to be a little bit provocative.
The Michael Medved Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats are moving fast to craft a sweeping new coronavirus stimulus package.
COVID-19 has turned life as we know it upside down.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer from New York. The Democrat stimulus plan is nearly $2 trillion in spending, and many Republicans say that that is too much. To which Schumer says,
we cannot repeat the mistakes of the past. We cannot do too little. We cannot lock our country into a long and slow recovery.
President Biden heading to the State Department to outline his vision for national security and foreign policy.
He wants to send a clear message that our national security strategy will lead with diplomacy.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. On Biden's first day in office, he did send troops into Syria. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved Show, a great pleasure and honor to welcome back to the show Liv Finna, who is director of the Washington Policy Center's Center for Education. And she has just come back recently from Olympia. Well, I shouldn't say come back from Olympia. I mean, she works in Olympia to a great extent. But Liv, you were supporting a bill that would have given the state some clout in getting schools reopened in Washington State. What happened to that bill, Senate Bill 5037?
Unfortunately, the bill was killed by the chairwoman of the committee, Senator Lisa Wellman. That bill was a bipartisan bill introduced by two senators from both sides of the aisle who want to see the schools open. The bill would have required schools in communities with COVID levels below 3% to open. And this is the international standard. The New York City schools are, lots of places are using that standard. And that the bill has now been killed in the committee.
Are there communities in our state where we have more than a 3% infection rate from COVID?
Yes, I think we do. But we also have communities where it's substantially less and the schools are still closed. So
yeah, and
we have.
And the question is why? On what basis did Senator Wellman kill the bill?
Well, she said that the union contracts protect the teachers from having to go back to school, and that's what she's that's where her allegiance lies, and so she has acted to prevent the schools from reopening. And here in Washington State, we're in the minority of states with such a powerful union that even when the governor and the state superintendent of public instruction, also a Democrat, are urging for the schools to reopen and trying to persuade the union to back off of its unrelenting opposition to reopening the schools, even they can't get the union to agree to go back to teach students in-person instruction. It's a disaster here. There's a state reopening tracker site called Burbio.com, and it shows it's very good. Would you like to hear it? So that is showing that the states of California, Oregon, Washington, Virginia, Maryland, and New Mexico are in the high proportions of their students are in virtual learning only, whereas there are other states like Texas and Florida where the kids have been going back to school to traditional in-person learning every day of the week. And then we have other states that are doing hybrid education, you know, several days a week. So what we're having here is a demonstration of the power of the teachers union. And Washington State, as you know, Michael, has a very powerful teachers union.
And how about private schools in our state? Do we have what percentage of private schools are actually open full time now?
Well, I've been told that they're all open, except most of the private schools in Washington State are open, with a few exceptions of private high schools in the Seattle area. So the great overwhelming majority of kids that are in private schools are going to school in person.
And again, so how do you explain the difference? Is the difference as simple as the private schools tend not to have unionized teachers?
I think it's as simple as that. I know it seems simplistic to say that, but the private schools don't have a powerful union that sets the agenda for the school. And it's not just a union, though. It's the incentives that are underlying the provision of education. In private schools, of course, the administration must answer to the demands of parents that are paying private school tuition, so they have an incentive to stay open, whereas the public school system has no incentive to reopen to in-person instruction because they have a guaranteed funding stream. They've been receiving their paychecks all the way along since last March when the schools were closed. They continue to receive their paychecks even if they stay closed. So you see the incentive structures of the public and private are very different. And so that's part of it. But I think
what you're saying is that here in this state, in our own state, where our schools, some people believe they've been improving to some extent, they are not the best in the country, not the worst in the country. But in our state, teachers are getting their normal salary even when they're not coming into school.
That's right. Of course, they'll say that they're providing remote instruction, but you talk to any parent out there, and they will tell you that this remote instruction that's being provided is of very low quality. They were not trained in providing that instruction. The state, when it went to virtual learning, did nothing to do that, to train teachers in providing remote instruction effectively. There are models for doing that, but, you know, the public school system is unable to respond. It's very rigid and intractable and not responsive to conditions. And the experience of the pandemic has caused many well-off suburban parents to lose faith in the system of public education in a way that inner-city parents have lost faith for many years, okay? So because they see that their schools have essentially abandoned them. I mean, they're getting all the money that we provide as taxpayers, yet they're not delivering the services that they are required to provide. I mean, in Seattle, this is particularly egregious, Michael. I mean, that district has now been called under the scrutiny of the U.S. Department of Education for turning its back on its special needs children. Yeah, they just said, no, we're not doing it. And that, of course, violates federal law. There's going to be repercussions, you know, because of that. I mean, what's happened?
Do you have any doubt if they brought this SB 5037 to a vote to bring back the schools, to open up the schools? It would pass in both houses in Olympia, even with the Democratic majorities, wouldn't it?
I think it would. That's why the union needs to kill it in committee before it ever gets to the floor of the Senate. Because the pressure on Olympia is enormous. You can imagine.
Okay, if people want to get involved with this, your work with the Washington Policy Center is very important. I mean, one of the things, especially when national politics gathers and attracts so much of our attention and our focus, people forget that the local politics here, for someone like Senator Lisa Wellman, she should hear from constituents. She should hear from people who are concerned about this. And you can provide people with all kinds of information at Washington Policy Center if they just go to the website, right?
Right. Yes, we cover many areas of policy in addition to education, and we try to keep up to date with what's happening in Olympia. And it's a good resource for getting, accurate, research-based, rational discussion of the issues. In education, our organization strongly believes in giving parents a choice in the education solution for their child. And many well-off people who can buy a home in a nice suburb have the resources just by virtue of being able to buy a home in a nice suburb, access to a good school. But many families don't have that luxury. And many of our inner city families are especially hurt by a system that fails to educate them to the same standard as our suburban population. So we think
you can imagine, again, what you're talking about is a situation where poor families, you can't all of a sudden have one of the couple who is raising kids quit to take care of the kids during a pandemic. Go to Washington Policy Center banner. Go to michaelmedved.com. You'll click on the banner for Washington Policy Center to find out more. There's another approach to handling the pandemic, conveyed by one very beloved nation for people on the left, that is wacko. I mean, really wacko. We will get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
Washington Today is probably the meanest and most partisan I've ever seen.
America beats the crap out of us, but we love our country.
We've always had partisanship. We've never had this level of dysfunction.
We live in a zero-sum world. We are absolutely convinced that for one side to get ahead, the other side has got to lose.
And we have to come together by breaking the habit of contempt.
We've proven as a nation, you give us a mountain to climb, we'll show you how to climb it.
This new film, now available on Starz, Apple TV, YouTube, Vimeo, Google Play. For more information, visit StarsAndStrife.com.
Right now is a great time to become a medhead at MichaelMedved.com. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, added discounts at the MedVed History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40.
Hi, I'm Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, serving collectors since 1983. Our reputation is spotless, which is why well-respected radio talk show hosts Dennis Prager and Michael Medved have recommended me for years. Some dealers offer gimmicks like free silver. Really, free silver? They have to make that cost up somewhere. Others tell you to drop in and offer gold and silver bullion, but use bait and switch tactics to sell you expensive collectible coins instead. While they're fun and historical, they're usually marked up 10 times as much as bullion. Have questions? Give me a call and I'll share my 4 decades of experience with you. Whether you want to buy, sell, or trade, call me at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Medved Show, there are some signs of hope in this world, and some of those signs of hope involve the miracles of technology, and certainly one of the miracles of technology is the fact that we do have these very effective vaccines that are getting out there and getting to Americans, and getting to Americans at not a bad rate. We're not by any means the worst in the world. We're doing pretty well. But there are all kinds of challenges and difficulties that people face with the aging process, that people face in terms of water, in terms of climate change, that, yes, has become an obsessive concern for the Biden administration. But the best way to avoid all kinds of radical impacts on the economy is through high tech and technological innovation. And you should just read about some of the innovative high-tech startups that are being supported by our crowd. Now, this is not a charitable venture. They're not looking for donations. They are offering you the opportunity to invest. And check it out. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for our crowd, which is crowdsourced high-tech startup investment. And no, you don't have to make some kind of huge minimum. This is investment for the ordinary American. Check it out because it's a terrific program. You can read at no charge at all, no obligation at all. You can read some of the details about what's going on and even participate in some of their free webinars through our crowd. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for our crowd. Now, one place that our crowd has been unlikely to penetrate and hasn't, they have no investment right now and no startup companies in Iran. And Iran has been particularly hard hit, both the leadership of the country and the general populace and the economy, by the devastating instance of COVID-19. And they are getting today their very first batch of COVID-19 vaccines from Russia. Now, the Russia Sputnik V vaccine, and its name Sputnik V, I don't really understand. Sputnik was a satellite. You know, that's the little beeping satellite that was the first one to go around the world. I guess they're saying that we led the world in satellite technology, and now we lead the world in vaccines. The Lancet Medical Journal has finally reported that, contrary to a bunch of other studies, the Sputnik V vaccine is mostly safe and effective. And the reason they are getting this Russian vaccine is because Iran's supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, banned any American and British-made vaccines, saying anything made in America or Britain could not be trusted. And the Iranian health ministry canceled a donation of Pfizer doses. See, this is what happens when you live in an autocracy, a theocratic autocracy, is here there are people who surely would want those vaccines, and they're being donated. It's not even costing the government money. The safety of the Russian vaccine has been debated publicly by senior Iranian health officials because it had not been approved by the World Health Organization or any Western medical agency. Just last week, 98 physicians from Iran's largest union of medical workers urged President Hassan Rouhani not to purchase the unapproved and unsafe Sputnik vaccine, but he went ahead and did it anyway. And, okay, as unhinged as that may be, it's not as bad as Tanzania. The report from the Wall Street Journal, Tanzania's government said it had no interest in getting access to COVID-19 vaccines, cementing its status as an outlier in the world's fight against the pandemic. Most other African countries scramble to secure as many shots as they can. Well, of course. Tanzanian President John Magufuli has rejected lockdowns and other social distancing measures and instead urged the country's 60 million citizens to pray in churches and in mosques against a satanic virus. In May, when it had confirmed 509 infections and 21 deaths, the government stopped reporting cases to the World Health Organization. Well, that was after Magufuli insisted that Tanzania had conquered the pandemic and that test kits showing positive results were faulty and, you guessed it, satanic. This week, Tanzanian Health Minister Dorothy Gwamjima said the country had no intention of importing COVID-19 vaccines, including free doses it could get from the global COVAX initiative, which aims to supply shots to poor countries. The only other African countries that have opted to forego the free COVAX vaccines are Burundi, Eritrea, and the island state of Madagascar. It's better we continue to use traditional remedies, said the health minister. Remedies that have been with us for generations. We urge that neighboring countries learn from how we have handled COVID-19. There's a fruit or vegetable called pawpaw that they think beats COVID-19. No, I'm not making this up. Eating pawpaw, papaya, parts of goats, I can only guess which parts, and motor oil. These have all been tested on the nation's elite security forces. It's not a good situation. Tanzania's neighbors tell a different story. Ugandan and Zambian officials say they are seeing large numbers of Tanzanian travelers who are fleeing the country, though they are already testing positive when they try to cross the border. Rwanda is denying any entrance to Tanzanians. Okay, elsewhere around the world in the world of COVID, Israel, which continues to lead the world in the number of vaccines and has really begun to make progress and turn a corner on the pandemic as a result, they're beginning today inoculating everybody. Everybody over 16 years old. The small Middle Eastern country has already administered the first shot of a recommended two-dose regimen to more than a third of its roughly 9 million people since beginning its program on December 20th. It started the campaign by targeting those over 60 years old and the most vulnerable, including frontline medical workers, and gradually expanded that list in the weeks since. About a fifth of the entire population is now fully vaccinated, both vaccines, and that's extremely promising, and it leads the world. Israel, which leads the world in vaccinating against COVID-19, reports the Wall Street Journal, in terms of percentage of the total population inoculated, aims to inoculate most of its population by the end of this month. Now, if the Israelis can do it, honest to goodness, it should be a lesson for the rest of the world. Israel has lost 4,890 people, which means that they have about one-fourth the death rate that we have in the United States. But Israel is reaching a high percent. The problem with Israel and most of that death rate is the Haredi community, what's called the ultra-Orthodox community, where they do not follow masking rules, where they have rebelled against the vaccine itself. It's not a Tanzania situation. But honestly, because of the danger that intense infections cause, this is raising all kinds of new issues about the integration of the Haredi community into the rest of the society. That's 12% of the Israeli population. Meanwhile, coming up on the Medved show, there is much more about the brewing controversy, the ongoing controversy in Washington, D.C., about what to do of Marjorie Taylor Greene. They are going to be voting on her, I believe, today, and it should be happening in our next hour. We will keep you focused. There's also an attempt by one Republican leader to outbid Joe Biden when it comes to relief money. Money just deposited in your account because we can by borrowing money. Who is that Republican? We will let you know, and much more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.